Hey, this is Steve from Great Lakes True Crime. We tell stories from Ohio and the rest of the Lower Great Lakes region. Give us a listen on your favorite podcast app. And follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Just search for Great Lakes True Crime.
This is a warning to our regular listeners of the Florida Men podcast. No Florida men were injured in this episode. We make no promises about their feelings, though. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Tuesday, October the 16th, 2018.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida man sets a record for repeat offending.
A Florida man gets some extra credit from a professor.
A Florida man at Walmart tries to buy something that wasn't for sale.
I hate Walmart.
And a Florida man can't make a quick getaway on a tractor.
Plus, Florida man versus tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
All right, so tonight we're not doing Tito's tonight. You're not going to have to worry about the ice clicking. Tonight we're doing Michelob Ultra Pure Gold.
Really? I still got the Gateway Gold left over from last week from Fort Myers Brewing Company.
Yeah, we didn't steal that while you were gone.
Good. Is it decent? I didn't try it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good?
Yeah.
I did not partake of it. Actually, I didn't even know it was in the beer fridge. Which I'm a little upset with myself over. We got the Michelob Ultra Pure Gold provided to us for this week by me.
All right.
No sponsor yet. One day.
I gave my card to the rep at Fort Myers Brewing Company. I haven't heard back from him.
We're not going to hold our breath on that one.
No.
All righty.
I will pay for his beer. I mean, it's good stuff, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, something I wanted to talk about. In a couple weeks, daylight savings time ends.
It's in November, right?
Yeah, the first
like
weekend.
First week of November, right?
Yeah. However, our lovely representatives up in Tallahassee have passed what's called Florida's Sunshine Protection Act.
Florida's Sunshine Protection Act.
Yes. So if you ask the Florida State Legislature, we're not going off daylight savings time in a couple weeks.
Oh, we're not.
No. However, that standard is set at the federal level, so they didn't actually have the authority to make the Florida Sunshine Protection Act.
I saw Rubio has been trying to get it in front of the correct committee, but they won't even hear it.
Yes, he has. He has actually submitted twice the federal Sunshine Protection Act that allows states to stay off of daylight savings time if they so choose.
So do you know the two states that do not follow daylight savings time in the United States?
I want to say there's one that's like part of Arizona.
There's parts of different states, yes, but I mean the entire state.
The entire state, but yeah, I don't know the full states that don't.
Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh, that makes sense. They're on their own time zones, aren't they?
I don't know which one. Well, no, they're on. I don't know if they're on Pacific.
No, they're not on Pacific. I think there used to be an Alaska and Hawaii time, but
was.
I mean, we could Google it if we really cared, but I think they're now on separate. But
I don't know. You know, it'd be. You get, I mean, obviously you get data, but you go to work in the dark, and right. The kids go to school in the dark.
Yeah.
Six and one half dozen. I mean, yeah, it doesn't matter. I still got to work.
I'm half asleep till about 10 o'clock in the morning anyway, even if I'm sitting at my desk, so.
It's just depressing to go to work when it's dark.
Yeah, but it's depressing to come home when it's dark, too.
Well, not at the same time.
No, but, I mean, in the evening.
True. That just means I got to do more shit around the yard when I get home.
I've had days where I've left for work in the morning when it was dark and came back home after the sun already went down. So
yeah,
I'm in favor of it. Actually, the net effect of not going off of daylight savings time basically puts us on the same time zone as Puerto Rico because they don't celebrate or they don't observe daylight savings time and they're an hour ahead.
Yeah, but if you've got a football game that starts in California at 7 o'clock, it starts here at midnight then. Because we'll be 5 hours ahead of Pacific time then.
Yeah. How many teams play football out on the West Coast?
Well, I'm just saying, anything that happens off the West Coast in Pacific time, then you're going to... if the Florida Marlins or the Miami Dolphins kick off at 7 o'clock, that's midnight on Pacific time.
No, that's the other way around.
No way around. I did wrong way.
Yeah, so if they start at like noon, it's actually 11 a.m.
That's true, yeah. So anyway, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just don't want the kids. I just don't think it's. I mean, the only downside is that kids are at the school in the dark, and it means if I come home from work, then I got to cut grass. All right, let's get on to our first story here. A Florida man bonds out of jail, steals a wallet from the jail lobby before leaving. Lovely. A North Florida man is back behind bars after he bonded out of jail, then committed another crime before ever leaving the building, the sheriff says.
Well, you know, if he spent all his money bonding out, you know, he needed some cash to...
All right, let's see what he was in for. According to the Wakulla County Sheriff's Office, and where the hell is Wakulla County?
All right,
Wakulla?
Wakulla. You got it right. Yeah, you got it right. It's in the panhandle. Basically, the eastern edge of what's currently in the hurricane warning zone right now.
We got another one. Michael.
Yep.
All right, according to the Wakulla County Sheriff's Office, James Farmer was leaving the county jail and in the lobby to collect his personal items when he spotted a wallet left behind on a chair. They set him up. This is conspiracy. They set him up. Investigators said Farmer grabbed the wallet and left the facility only to leave it behind at a gas station. The person who found it returned it to the rifle owner, who realized $40 was missing and reported it to authorities.
Come on, you're going to bust this guy over 40 bucks?
I'm telling you, they set him up.
No, it
says... They let him out. They let him out. They put... All right, you can go, but here, we're going to put a little something on the couch over here for you and see if he takes it. And then he takes it, then they bring him out back and bust him again. This is a setup.
You've been listening to Alex Jones again? Your conspiracy theories?
This morning, actually. But that's neither here nor there. This is a conspiracy beyond belief. Deputies identified Farmer as the person who took the wallet after reviewing security camera footage from the jail's lobby.
So they didn't actually see him do it. They had to go back and look at the tape.
He was set up.
Yeah, it was not a setup.
He is now back in jail, this time charged with larceny in addition to his previous charges, which are unidentified. That's just shitty luck.
Yeah.
And stupidity.
Yeah, that's stupidity.
But he was set up. I'm telling you, he was set up.
Who leaves their wallet behind in...
They did it on purpose. And leave that over there and see if somebody takes it whenever they go, yeah, we'll get his ass back in jail right now.
And then somebody found it at the gas station when he dropped it.
Very convenient.
Yeah, at the convenience store.
At the convenience store. Don't make me bust into my church, lady.
No, you know, that just goes to show, you drop the wallet in the trash can. You don't leave it somewhere somebody else can find it.
Yeah, telling you it's a setup.
Setup. Story number two. Florida man resigns as dean after a reported sex act on the UNF campus.
Yeah, UNF is University of...
North Florida.
Ah, and where's that?
In North Florida.
Oh, okay.
Jacksonville.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
A University of North Florida dean has resigned after he allegedly engaged in a sex act on campus.
So far, I'm hearing nothing inappropriate.
Not yet. According to a UNF police report, a soccer coach called police and told them that he saw two individuals engaged in a sex act in a stairwell adjacent to the stadium's press box at 5 p.m. on October 2nd. That was a Tuesday night.
Tuesday night on at the stadium, huh?
Yeah. Police said investigation revealed Dr. Mark Tomeo, Dean of the College of Computing, Engineering, and Construction. That is quite a combination.
Dean of the College of Computing, Engineering, and Construction.
Computing and engineering, I can see. Engineering and construction, I can see. But all three together.
Well, maybe they had to cut. Maybe they had to cut some. Maybe they were cutting their budgets or something.
Who knows? But anyways, Dr. Tomeo met someone on an internet application named Adam for Adam. And agreed to meet him on campus.
We're not going there, are we?
Well, you know, it could have been worse. He could have met on floridamen.com. Not floridamenpodcast.com, which is our website. No, it was the one we couldn't get because it was already taken.
He was bonking another dude in the stadium?
In the stairwell of the stadium. When questioned, Tomeo told police he was just there to talk to the man about his bat business, according to the report.
Bat business? What
well, it's in the stadium, so I'm assuming it's baseball bats.
Oh, I was thinking like vampire bats.
It is October. You never know. Could go either way. Just like Dr. Tomeo.
A bat business. Well, we don't know if he had, was it truly bats or was it like baseball bats?
It doesn't say. After
there's not many people in the bat business for baseball. It's either Easton, Louisville Slugger.
Actually, I know a guy that works for Louisville Slugger. He comes to one of my trivia nights. He doesn't work in Jacksonville, though, so I'm pretty sure this is...
Yeah, kind of, probably Louisville? Just guessing. So I'm thinking like the black, maybe for like mosquito control.
That could be.
I'm not Googling Adam for Adam just to see what pops up.
No, you can assume correctly. correctly, I'm sure. He told police the man may have been bending down to tie his shoe, and that may have looked out of place. Sure, buddy.
His pants fall out at the same time?
I swear, Mom, I was just going to the bathroom for a really long time. My skin's dry. That's why I have the lotion.
Yeah. We'll call it your happy time.
I've got allergies. That's why I need the Kleenex.
Yeah. The crusty sock. Yeah.
After telling Tomeo that the man admitted to their sexual encounter, Tomeo told officers he was there to engage in oral sex, according to the report.
Oh.
Yeah, you never admit it. Because the other person never ratted you out. They're trying to get you to talk. That's the prisoner's dilemma. It is a classic thought experiment.
Oh, yeah.
You never admit it.
I can't even twist this into conspiracy theories.
The man was issued a trespass warning, and Tomeo resigned, according to school officials. UNF sent the following statement to students, faculties, and staff. Quote, Dr. Mark Tomeo, Dean of the College of Computing Engineering and Construction, has resigned effective immediately. Tomeo engaged in behavior on campus Tuesday afternoon, October 2nd, which was reported as a consensual sex act. It was unbecoming of a university official and doesn't comply with the standards expected of members of our university community. It's important to note that the conduct didn't directly involve students or other university employees. Interim Provost Dr. Pam Cholley has appointed Associate Dean Dr. Chip Klostermeyer to the position of Interim CCEC Dean until a search for a new dean can be conducted, unquote.
Lovely.
Doesn't comply with the standards expected of members of our university community.
Yeah, getting your knobs gobbed in the... No.
That's more along the lines of University of Florida up in Gainesville. That's the kind of behavior you'd find up there.
Oh, we're not going there. No, no, no. We're not doing that. We may actually have listeners there.
Hey, I'm saying those people get laid up there.
Not in a stairwell. I did make out in a stairwell one time, though. Not with a guy named Adam for Adam, but...
Yeah, they didn't.
While I was at band camp.
Everybody's got a band camp story. It was the...
All right. Story number three.
It was the canoe shed for me.
Canoe shed?
At band camp.
All right.
Anywhere there's a door that you can get shut and have a little private time.
All right. I'm proud for you, dude. Story number three. Florida man attempts to buy an 8-year-old girl for $200,000 at Walmart. Now, we had this conversation at dinner last night with the girls, and I asked, and I'm thinking, ain't a bad deal.
Wasn't that a Woody Harrelson and Robert Redford?
Not
and,
a bad
and
deal.
$200,000?
Could have been.
Do they get to keep the girl, or are they bringing them back? Is this like a rent-to-own, or is this a permanent transaction?
Oh, it's permanent. Yeah. Not my problem. Done. Problem solved. And then we voted as a family and voted that was a bad idea.
You were outvoted?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 3-1, actually.
I was just going to say 3-1, wasn't it?
It was a 3-1 vote. All right, a Florida man is facing charges after he allegedly attempted to buy an 8-year-old girl while shopping at Walmart. Now, which aisle are you on in the Walmart, God almighty, to find an 8-year-old girl? His name is Helmuth, H-E-L-L-M-U-T-H, Kolb, was arrested on Saturday.
That's a fine German name right there.
After a woman claimed he approached her while she was sitting on a bench inside the Port Orange Walmart with her daughter. The woman, Tracy Nye, told the police the 81-year-old Kolb, asked her if she was married before changing the subject to her daughter. It seemed like a friendly conversation. He didn't seem like a threat at first, Nye told the station. That is, until Kolb allegedly started badgering Nye if she would sell her daughter to him. The first amount was $100,000. Then I guess they negotiated. They went up to $150,000. And then final amount was $200,000.
Is that when she said sold?
Nye said, then I said, no, we have to go. Nye said when she and her daughter got up to leave, Kolb allegedly grabbed the girl's wrist and kissed it.
What the f...
Nye then alerted store security who confirmed the incident was caught on camera. Cole was later identified through a credit card transaction.
So they caught him on camera, then they followed him through the store on all the different feeds, and then saw which register he went to.
He was charged with simple battery and false imprisonment.
When he grabbed her wrist. If you hold somebody back for just a couple seconds, that's either kidnapping or false imprisonment, depending on the jurisdiction you're in.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You don't impede somebody's movement to get away.
And booked into the Volusia County Jail. And later released.
So this is basically Daytona.
Police said they've had at least one other report of a similar incident a month ago involving a man who fit Cole's description. He got money to burn.
Wonder if it's him.
Hell, I'd go with him for $50,000. Wonder how much he'd take for me.
You don't look like an 8-year-old girl. I don't think you're his type.
Oh, I think that's what he's going with?
Yeah.
Shit. Make me an offer, dude. Officer said when they interviewed Cole at his residence, he said he remembered sitting next to a mother and a daughter at the Walmart. He admitted complimenting the woman, but said he did not remember grabbing her daughter.
Now, I'm assuming by the name, Helmuth, that he's not originally from the U.S. I'm assuming he's like from somewhere in Europe. So is that like considered within the culture of Europe to compliment a woman by telling her that her daughter's beautiful and give you $100,000 for her?
You know what? I played along for a little bit. Are we talking cash, bearer bonds?
Show me the cash. Yeah.
What do you got? Pull out the money. I would have set him up and went ahead and went the thing.
You go to the ATM.
You go to the moneymaker and get $200,000 out of the moneymaker, which you can't do. No. So he's going to have to go get. Where are you going to get the cash from?
You got to go into the bank for that kind of money.
Yeah, and I'd say, all right, we're going to meet here and here for the transaction, and then I would have the police there with me.
And this was on a Saturday, so no bank's going to be open.
No.
So you got to wait till Monday at least to get your money. Unless he was prepared and had it in the trunk of the car or whatever. But something tells me he didn't have that kind of money just laying around.
I don't know. Well, he started at $100,000 and ended up at $200,000. I'd say she should have gone to $250,000.
I've
accepted the deal and then all right, negotiated to where we're going to meet here and here and here and had the cops there to pick him up.
Now, I've seen some videos online where the guy starts with like $100 and he goes up $200, $300, $400 before the not 8-year-old girl goes along with it and agrees.
Oh, whore negotiations?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just skip to the chase. I'm not in the mood for.
I mean, they're no Demi Moore in her prime. That's for sure.
But they let him go, right? So he's not behind bars anymore?
He must have bounded out.
Oh, the victim later picked Cole from a photo lineup. A judge ordered Cole not to have any contact with a girl or her mother.
Well, they're not going to Walmart anymore.
That's why you don't go to Walmart in the first place. I told you. Damn I hate right. fucking Walmart.
Yep, you get all old skeevy dudes that are going to try to buy your kid off you.
I hate Walmart. Now it's time for a game called Florida Man or Tourist.
You got it. Did you prepare one for me this week, or are you going to be on the receiving end as usual?
I'm going to be the catcher.
Okay. All right. So this is our 22nd episode.
22 in a row?
22. And you have won 11 Florida Man or Tourists. I have only won 10. So this is my chance to tie it up.
Okay.
So
So you stacked it in your favor is what you're saying.
I might have. I got creative this week.
I swear to God, if it's about the fucking presidents again. Then
there is definitely no president. There is no Supreme Court justice. It is all just straight Florida man stories. This is actually going to be true or false. So
true
you don't have to,
or false?
You don't have to tell me if these are Florida man or a tourist. You just have to tell me if they really happened or not. So I got creative this week, and I wrote you some fake Florida man stories. So at least one of these stories is completely made up by me, and at least one of these stories is an actual true story that was in the news this week. You just have to guess which one or more are the real ones and which one or more are the fakes.
Sounds fair.
Yep. Just to make it a little more interesting, the fake stories I based on real stories, but I changed up a lot of the details to make it.
Joel, you could have done it. You could have done it for real, and I wouldn't know.
All right,
you're putting way too much effort in this.
And I will give you. Well, it's I gotta let my creative juices flow. So, I'll read them all first.
I don't want to know about your juices, Joel.
I'll read them all first, so you don't have to guess right away, and you can.
Well, you are proud of this, aren't you?
I am. So go ahead and listen to all of these, and then we'll go back, and you'll tell me which ones you think are the real and which are fake.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, so our first story.
True.
A Florida man is convicted of murder after his victim's Fitbit testifies against him. So Norman Stover said his coworker was alive when he left the McDonald's that they both worked at, and surveillance cameras show him leaving at 2:46 a.m. The problem is, Pasco County deputies downloaded data from Shantae Williams' Fitbit, which showed an increase in her heart rate at 2:38 a.m., with a sharp decrease and no heart rate data a few minutes later. The jury took less than an hour to find Stover guilty. Second story, a Florida YouTube star writes a rap song about his love of Publix subs. After Drew Sherback's friends challenged him to write a rap, the 30-year-old from Englewood obliged. When his first video about Waffle House gained some traction, another friend asked him to try and write a song about the Florida supermarket sandwich specialty. The second song went viral, gaining over 1 million plays in less than a month. No word on if he prefers the Boar's Head Ultimate or the Chicken Tender Sub. Story number three. Proposing at Disney, call the cliche police. A New York man who was arrested for getting into an altercation with a Walt Disney World worker just moments before he planned to propose to his fiancée is suing the theme park resort, claiming he never touched the employee. Mark Rubin filed the lawsuit last month in state court in Orlando, Florida, alleging false arrest. The lawsuit says Rubin was scouting out a location in front of Cinderella's castle in the Magic Kingdom to propose to his future wife 3 years ago. A Disney employee asked him to move back from the parade route, prompting him to allegedly push the cast member out of his way. Story number four. Maybe if your kid wasn't an idiot, he would get off the bus at the right stop. A Florida bus driver is on paid administrative leave after a 6-year-old Polk County boy was dropped at the wrong bus stop. The boy was forced to hitchhike home, according to his mom. She waited for him at the bus stop, but the bus came and went, and her son never got off. So she tried to follow the bus, assuming her son was still on it. Nearly an hour later, the boy's grandmother called his mother to say he was home. Turns out the boy got off at the wrong stop more than a mile and a half from his house. And finally, number five, sir, why is your urine sample boiling on the edges and frozen in the middle? A Jacksonville gas station owner is asking people not to warm their urine in the microwave. The gas station is within walking distance of a Quest Diagnostics and a LabCorp, companies that offer drug testing services. Parul Patel says some people walk into her store so desperate to pass their tests, they become violent when they're asked to leave. Quote, one woman said, well, where is the sign that says you can't use this for this kind of purpose? This gave me the idea. If that's what you're asking me, then I'll put up the sign saying this is only for food use and not to use with your urine. Okay, so story number one was our Fitbit murderer. Is that a true or a fake story?
That is a true story.
You say true. Second number two is our sub rapper. True or fake?
How many are fake?
At least one.
Sub rapper. I'm going true.
True. All right. Next is...
Wait a minute. No, I'm changing that to false.
You say false on
false
the
sub rapper. False on number two.
Okay. Number three is our proposal puncher, the guy that assaulted the Disney worker.
That's true.
That's true. All right. The bus boy, kid that got off the wrong stop in Polk County. Got
to be true.
And the urine in the microwave story.
False.
False. Okay. So.
Nailed it.
You think so, huh?
Nailed it.
All right. So our Florida man is convicted of murder after his victim's Fitbit testifies against him. You say that story is true. And that story is false. I based it on a...
You son of a bitch.
I based it on a story out of California where a 90-year-old man is accused of killing his stepdaughter after her Fitbit implicated him in the crime. So that's one miss. Number two, the YouTube star who writes a rap song about his love of public subs. You said false, and you were able to pick out the incorrect one there. I tried to give you a little hint with the first song being about Waffle House.
Yeah, that was the trick, yeah.
All right, so actually, Drew Sherback is a rapper out of Englewood. However, he wrote two songs about the red tide and the green algae.
Okay, so I'm 1-1.
You're 1-1. Number three, proposing at Disney, call the cliche police. You said our proposal puncher was a true story, and that is a true story.
Bam!
So you got two.
2-1.
And maybe if your kid wasn't an idiot, he would get off at the right bus stop. You said that the six-year-old boy in Polk County wasn't smart enough to get off the bus at the right stop. You said that was true, and you are correct. You knew that had to be right because it was Polk County, right?
Just playing the odds.
They don't grow them very smart up there. And our final story, it doesn't matter, you said it was a false story about people microwaving their urine in the gas station bathroom, or in the gas station microwave next to the Quest Diagnostics and the LabCorp. Again, you said that was false, and that one was actually true.
I was afraid it was.
I was sure you were going to get that one right because I did post that on our Facebook page.
Oh, you did? That shows you how much I'm paying attention.
So you got four correct. So I have not.
I got
tied
three.
You.
I was 3-2.
Oh, right.
You yeah, I was 3-2. Yeah, I missed the last one.
You missed the last one. That's right. So still, you win this week. So
bam, I'm 12, in the lead.
We're 12-10. 12-10 is the current score.
So wait. So they. Why would you nuke your piss before you go to Quest? Is it supposed to kill the stuff in it or something?
No, you get somebody else's clean piss, and they actually check the temperature of it to make sure that it came out of a warm body.
Uh-uh. Story number four. This is you.
All right. Florida man steals tractor, gets tasered.
We have a lot of tractor stories.
Florida is a largely agricultural state. That's our.
I want a tractor.
What would you do with a tractor? You don't even mow your own damn lawn.
Well, I used to. I just don't this past week. We just got one. What would I do with a tractor? Well, I'd have to have property first. I obviously can't keep it here.
Yep.
You know, so that'd be kind of stupid to have a... I think it'd be cool to have a tractor. I grew up around on a farm, sort of on a farm. My uncle had a farm. My grandfather had a farm. I drove tractors, big tractors. Except they never would let me drive the air conditioned one. I always had to drive the open air John Deere one.
Yeah. So when it rains, you got... rained on?
Oh, no, it was hot as hell.
Oh, that too. Dash cam footage from a Florida sheriff shows the short dash and crash of a theft suspect. The Washington County Sheriff's Office.
Where's that?
That is also in the panhandle just west of the previous story. Also in the zone of about to get their ass handed to them by Hurricane Michael. The Washington County Sheriff's Office says 28-year-old Charles Nicholas McNeil is facing felony charges after he is accused of violently trying to flee after being stopped riding a tractor down a road.
Damn, felony charges.
How do you violently flee?
In a tractor. Well, now, it depends. Did he have a disc behind him or, something behind it that had the arms up on it and people trying to catch him and they lowers the arms?
That could be.
I did that one time, but that was...
You lowered that on a person?
A car.
Nice.
Down the highway. When they kept honking at me, so I laid the disc down.
Did you hit them?
No, I didn't hit them. I just blocked them.
Yeah. Damn, that's funny. All right. Authorities say the incident unfolded on September 28th when a deputy observed someone driving erratically on a tractor.
I thought her first had said that someone driving erratically on a tractor, and I was really struggling on what that meant.
They pretty much go straight down the road, so I mean you could do a little bit of seat dancing there.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Officials said that after the deputy stopped McNeil, he gave a false name and was found to have a knife and prescription drugs on him. Did he give the name that was on the prescription wrong?
That's kind of a dead giveaway there.
Police say the deputy attempted to detain McNeil. He fought the officer and fled. So there's the fleeing with violence, I guess. The dash cam video shows McNeil donning a bright blue hat and camouflage jacket break away from the pursuing officer. The deputy aims and deploys his taser, sending McNeil face down on the pavement.
fucker got tased. He didn't get very far.
Oh, nope. That's got to suck, just going face down right on the
concrete. And he passed out.
The sheriff's office says McNeil hit his head and lost consciousness briefly. He was being treated for his injuries and faces several felony counts. That's literally insult to injury.
Damn.
Including resisting arrest and possession of a stolen tractor.
Stole the tractor.
The tractor is stolen.
How the fuck did you think he was going to get away? He's got dope on him.
He's in a high speed,
I know,
20 mile an hour pursuit.
We got one thing faster than this was a damn white Bronco.
Oh my God! Maybe they had to get the horseback officers to chase. Hey
God,
him.
I was going to say, if this was in the Amish camp area, this would have been hilarious. And then he takes off running. Yeah, the fucker gets tased in the back and hits and passes out. No, he falls face first, pounds in the pavement,
and
knocks himself out.
That's fucking funny. All right,
is there footage of this?
But yeah, the
is this YouTubed?
It's on the links in the show notes to the video.
Oh shit! I gotta watch that. That's hilarious. Oh my God, idiot!
Yeah.
Why would you steal a tractor?
Why wouldn't you steal a tractor?
That's a good point. That's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email at floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
Did we get any mail this week?
Not this week.
Oh, man. Y'all sent us some.
You know what? That's wrong. We did get some private messages that are not show related, but I'll show them to you when we're done.
Are we in trouble?
No.
Oh, okay. If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise, and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
Our Patreon subscribers get extras like discounts on our merchandise, VIP access at our live shows, and other cool stuff, too.
This program is provided for information and use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on or off this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is, as always, prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, and that's us, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside, it's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.
And it means if I come home from work, then I got to cut grass.
You don't pay somebody to do that?
Well, we just started. I didn't want to brag about that, but yeah. So I put the new air conditioner in here.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Right. And it saved literally $100.
Wow.
Off the entire house electric bill that we put in here.
That's cool.
It went 300.
Literally.
Yeah, from 350 to 250 in September. Opposite, well, from the previous months.
Yeah, well, and September didn't get any cooler outside. So
no, it didn't. It was still 92 degrees. The same average when September was August.
Yeah.
So I took my $100 and we may have hired a lawn service.
Hey, makes sense. What are you going to do in the winter when you weren't paying that $100 extra?
I'm not sure yet.
The grass doesn't really grow that long in the winter.
No, maybe. I ain't got that far yet. Well, this is riveting comedy right here.
I'm going to be editing quite a bit of this.
Florida man attempts to buy an 8-year-old girl for $20,000 at Walmart. Now, we had this discussion last night.
You actually put her on sale there for 90% off. You said 20,000. It was 200,000.
Oh, 200,000. Oh, yeah. Okay. What did I say? 20?
Yeah.
Damn.
I had dinner before I came here, too, and it's still gurgling on me. All right, you ready for Florida Man or Tourist?
I need a beer.
All right.
And I can't get this thing to work right. We have a moth in here.
Good. Missed it. Oh, so did I.
All right.
Ah, got him. He's all over my space bar.
Oh, good.
Oh, and I just...
Hey, right. You did it.
Yeah, I almost...
I just swatted him. You're the one that... I want to take him home with you.
Damn thing made me take out the last story. All right.
Dish?
Dash.
Dash?
I can't say fucking dash cam.
Dash.
Dash cam footage. Dash cam footage from a Florida sheriff. Jesus fucking Christ.
Dash cam footage from a Florida sheriff shows the short dash and the crash of a theft subject. What the hell? That is like a tongue teaser. How you, there ain't no way I can say that.
All right. Do you apologize to me for, although dash cam was the word I screwed up. First freaking word.
All right, and that's the show for the week this, bleh. I was going to say, that's for the show this week, this folks. Which makes absolutely no sense. All right.
Like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Android Podcasts, Spotify. I fucked that up. How did I get this wrong?
Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Man. Pod. Dot.
I'll just cut and paste one from the previous.
All right, I won't do it. No, I got it.